I have a teenage son and I have two younger kids, so it's very alarming that crime in the city is getting this bad. Just don't feel safe.
There's crimes, people getting robbed, prostitution everywhere. If you walk around Roosevelt, forget about it. I don't walk around Roosevelt.
I've experienced stabbings firsthand on the train. I think I'm just desensitized to it. It happens.
You hear more and more violence going on every day. You're not going to want to come here.
Wayne had it a couple days off.
I've been busy, y'all. I've been busy. I'm telling you. Welcome to the Wayne Dupree podcast. My name is Wayne Dupree. And those awesome brothers that you saw in the intro, the Godfather Conservative Radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Hello, everybody. I hope everybody had a grand and happy Easter. I sure did.
And the imam of Minnesota who celebrates Easter. No, I'm kidding. Okay. But he does celebrate Easter. Mr. Jason Robinson. What's up, Jason?
Hey, happy April Fool's Day. And I don't know about you guys. I am having such a hard time telling which are April Fool's stories and which are real stories today.
You know what? I woke up this morning. I was like, in the past, I took that same, I said, man, I don't know what to take. Right now, I'm just glad that we're on here. And because a lot of crap out there. But then again, it's April Fool's for the media all the time. So, I mean, you know.
Right.
How can
we? I mean, I'm looking at some of these tweets and I'm like, that can't be real. Is that real? I have no idea.
I'm looking at some of this activity. I'm going like, in most men's heads, you know, there's a line you don't cross over. Like, you don't really want to be challenging God.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so I pray for these people, man. I mean, this is, I had a happy Easter. I celebrated, hallelujah, he has risen, no matter what you guys say.
Yep. Exactly. Right. I mean, actually, I got pissed off because
I did too.
My father was a pastor. My mom's 98 years old. Sunday school superintendent for 50 years, I don't know it like the back of my hand, but I know the Bible, you know, I know it. I grew up, I went to church 10 days out of 7. I was in church all the time. We know the deal. And when I posted about, cause I said, well, guess what? You just lost the election just with that alone. Look, so many people came out. Well, the day to celebrate is always on the 31st. See, y'all didn't get what I was talking about, okay? Easter is sacred for Christians. It's sacred. And it should be for this country, to tell you the truth. I mean, it should be from coast to coast.
I think it is.
Okay? So why not? I mean, why not for this 1 year celebrate it on Thursday? Now, I'm not talking about Easter. I'm talking about your little day that you had. Celebrate it on Thursday. You didn't have to celebrate it on Easter. Right? I mean, that's what I was thinking. But it went over everybody's head. It always comes on this day. Okay. Now we see you defending this crap.
It's a made-up holiday that they just arbitrarily picked today. And what's funny is you can search people's Twitter feeds, you know, on the mobile, and all these people posting happy day of visibility for transgenders. You search, and this day has been around for several years. They've never once tweeted about it until the day
I didn't know about it. Easter.
And right. Then it's like, okay, we get it.
James Woods came out with a tweet. Let me just run down a couple dates for you because we're inundated with these celebrations.
Yeah, a lot of them.
We'll just start with the Transgender Day of Visibility. But then in a few days, April 6th, International Asexuality Day. April 13th, International Day of Pink, Day Opposing Homophobia. April 14th, Day of Silence. April 26th, Lesbian Visibility Day. May 17th, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. May 19th, Agender Pride Day. May 22nd, Harvey Milk Day. May 25th, Pansexual and Panoramic Awareness Day. Entire month of June, Pride Month. June 23rd, Stonewall Day. June 28th, International LGBTQEIEIO Day. July 14th, International Non-Binary People. It goes on and on and on, guys.
Well, and I'm like, how much more visible do we need them? Like, they're all over TV. They're all over the advertising. They're all over social media. They're flying flags at state capitals, at the U.S. Capitol.
They lit up New York's building. And here's the thing. Here's the most important takeaway of it all. Every single Democrat is in on it.
Right.
Every single Democrat politician is in on it. Whitmer, Hochul, they all lit all their buildings up with tranny colors, whatever those are. It's bizarre, and it's anti-American, and it's not going to work.
I just don't know how you make them more visible. Like, seriously, like,
has there any been any other entity more visible than these tranny freaks?
I didn't even know that they celebrated this day on the 31st of March. I did not know. And, you know, people, it's been like that for the last 3-4 years. Oh, okay. Well, right, whatever. I didn't know.
I'm government holidayed out.
Right. We can't have Election Day being a national holiday, but we can make up like 5 bajillion. Like, it's insane.
And guess what? If y'all want to celebrate that day, and I'm not saying you can't celebrate that day, I ain't gonna celebrate that day. Yeah. I don't believe in celebrating a day like that. I don't. It's a sickness, to tell you the truth. Men dressing as women, and then you're gonna give them a day to celebrate. That's Sodom and Gomorrah territory there. Okay,
putting these guys in female jails.
Yeah,
totally destroying female sports.
Yeah, I mean,
where are the women at? Where are all the women outraged?
And I'm surprised that the number.
And it's the last day of Women's Month.
Just wait until Mother's Day come around. Oh
my God.
Wait until Mother's Day come around. They already tried to take that out. And they gave the homosexuals the month of June to overshadow Father's Day. So, you know, that's
are they gonna have to call it Birthing People Day instead of Mother's Day?
This stuff isn't even funny to me anymore.
And the national speaker is Buttigieg.
They're talking about him running again.
he might be running this year.
He has to because there's nothing else out here for him except for a Harvey Milk type of deal. But
Dianne Feinstein's claim to fame.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was so ticked off. I put out a couple tweets because I was like, y'all, I remember years ago in the early 70s, because it used to be just Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Gee, Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. In the early 70s is when I first saw it, is when they put an X in over top of Christ and made it Merry Xmas. And my father was ticked. My father was, they're trying to take Jesus out of it. That was in the early 70s. You know, he was really ticked off. They're trying to make a commercial. And that's basically what they did. They made it a commercial type of deal. But with these holidays and stuff, it's like you're trying to destroy Christianity. And then they're trying to push Christians in a corner for defending it. You see what I'm saying?
The worst part about it is the clergy.
Right.
Because the clergy is polluted.
Yeah,
at least in my denomination, it is.
Yeah. Oh, our church is solid. They didn't play any of that game. We had
the churches with money are the ones that are shot.
Yeah, they've gotten to the point of agreeing with this tolerance thing, yep, as if the Bible didn't exist. And I posted something, I think it was late last night or maybe early this morning, but there's a narrative that has been pushed in the media and pushed by people online and whatnot, that God is love. God loves everything. He tolerates everything. And it's like, that's not how the book is written. Okay, if you're not Christians, if you want to go that way, you can go that way. But for Christians and these pastors, the clergy that you were just talking about, y'all can't dismiss the stuff that has happened in the Bible. There's a scripture in there that says, don't worship any gods before me. Don't worship any gods before me. As a matter of fact, another scripture is like, God is a jealous God. Okay? And then if you want to say that Jesus is tolerant, Jesus whooped tail when he went through the temple and started kicking people out of the temple and said, don't defile my father's house. So, I mean, all this God is love. He accepts everything. No, he don't.
Well, where they spin it is God accepts you and loves you regardless of your sin. But God doesn't encourage your sin. It's not like you have National Adulterers Day. Let's bring the adulterers up. Let's put up the people committing adultery's flag. No, like an adulterer is welcome in church and God hopes you're saved and give up your evil ways. But with the LGBTQ stuff, it's like they celebrate it like it's okay. No, LGBTQ folks are welcome to attend service and hopefully they find Jesus and repent their evil ways.
I used to say gospel isn't really preached in most churches today. Inspiration is. You even have some pastors that get up there and they don't even speak from the Bible. They just get up there with notes from beginning to the end. They just get up there with notes. And where people go to church to rev up their batteries for the week. You know, that's just who some people are. They want to get their spirit revved up, ready to go. If you don't have the gospel, if you don't preach the word and you aren't teaching from the word, and you're just teaching from inspiration and, love is going to stay. And I put out a hymn yesterday about the old rugged cross. Find an old hymn graphic thing. We grew up with hymnals in our church, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, little sign up there that had like the three different hymns. Yeah. They were going to play that day, 326. And
Amazing Grace,
Near the Cross, and
the Alleluia Chorus.
Oh, my God. But I
missed that. That's true. Those are the ones around me, you know, the $100 million church, the big, huge church with the big, those are the ones that went awry. I've been to churches like you're talking about, Jason. I know what you mean. But the big ones, the big institutional ones where we used to go as kids, shot.
I'm going to say our church, we actually have, there's like seven or eight different, they teach a very, here's the Bible message at Eagle Brook. And they don't condone sin. They don't get the weird stuff. This is just what God said in the Bible. They make them very relevant messages to kind of today's day and age. They don't do any of the weird stuff. And it's been hugely successful in Minnesota. They have 8 campuses that are all filled up every Saturday, and they keep opening new ones. And I think my wife and I used to go to a different church, and all of a sudden the pride flag went up, and Keith Ellison speaking at the church about racial inequality. And we're like, we're out of here, you know, peace out. And so we actually went to the church that Jen used to go to, and it's great. Like, they don't do any of the stupid stuff. They're like, let's just talk about God and how to save your soul.
I've got a couple that lives up the street from me that came from Connecticut. I've told this story before, but I was kind of surprised on Easter. This couple came from Connecticut. They both graduated from, I think it's Divinity College is the name of the place. It's a Christian college.
Okay.
And on the front of their house, they have a Black Lives Matter flag. They have a homosexual flag, and they have a stop the something of Palestine, the genocide of Palestine, or occupation of Palestine flag. Not a thing about Easter. Not one word on our holiest holiday. And you both graduated from a Christian college. That's where Christianity's going. It's fake. And I'm not saying Christianity's fake.
Right, right.
I'm saying there's a fake thing going on right now to sway people, and it's damaging.
Well, you remember when Barack Obama was in office and he celebrated Ramadan, but when Easter came around, he didn't really say anything about it, you know? And he did that for like president. He did that for like 4 years. He was the first president that really celebrated the Ramadan type of thing. And that came after George W. Bush basically said that Islam is what? Religion of peace.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are all pretending.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's for nefarious reasons. And I would guess they're in Doha.
Yeah.
You ever know? Just think back about something here. I was thinking about this earlier. Think back on what Joan Rivers said about Michelle Obama, and look at where we are today. Where we were that day she said that, and where we are today. We're 100 miles ahead of where we were then.
We are 100 miles ahead. And you know what? I was talking, my son always talks about the AI portion of it. He comes in, and I'm hooked into the news on the AI. I really don't talk about it too much, and maybe we should. I don't know. But I'm hooked into it. I want to see where it's going and how fast you're getting there, especially with these robots and stuff like that and things like that. But with this AI, you talk about how we're fast forwarding with this alternative sinful lifestyle type of thing taking over like this.
Suicide.
Yeah, and it's on the same fast track that the AI is on right now. Cause you look, you look at what's happening in California today with the $20 an hour fast food.
I love it.
That's the day.
A lot of Mickey D's, baby.
Yeah. I mean, those burgers are going to be like 17, 18 bucks, man. If that, I mean, it's almost like you're going to Roots Crisp now when you go to Taco Bell, you know what I'm saying?
I went and got a loaf of bread for dinner yesterday. Mm-hmm. Italian, just regular Italian bread, $6.
I figured you were going to say something like that.
Here's the beauty of this minimum wage, though. This is how it's supposed to work. If California wants to pass a $20 an hour minimum wage, let them. And when their state collapses and nobody can get fast food, they'll learn. But that's why we don't roll this stuff out on a federal level. I mean, different states can have different ideas.
But here's the end result of that, because it's not the first time it's happened. It happened in New York in the 70s when New York City's all their services went bankrupt. They want the federal government to bail them out. That's what California is going to scream for. When all that stuff that goes into the dirt and it's all on fire, they're going to be begging D.C. and D.C.'s going to give them our money. That's the sad part about it.
I can see that.
Well, that's where we need to rein them in. I mean, shoot, they're giving more money to Ukraine, it turns out.
Oh, man, did you guys hear about Johnson?
Yep.
He's getting ready to bring a Ukraine bill when they come back. Yep. I mean, what a traitor, man. You can't put that kind of money on the table and call yourself a Christian at the same time, knowing what that money is going to do to people.
And Zelensky is firing everybody that's close to him because I'm not in the room and I'm not even psychic. I'm smart enough to say that these people are running him saying, look, it's all lost, man. It's all lost. Just give up, surrender. And he's like, you fired.
I mean, I've seen people say, if you don't start surrendering now, you're going to lose parts of the Black Sea. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose that. And you know what? Russia's all the way right for doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta, I'm so done with this stuff, man. This stuff you can see right through it now.
Yeah. You got to
piss off. You guys tried this with Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, and we fell for it. We're not falling for it anymore.
You know, we talk about conspiracy theories and stuff here. Well, we talk about how everything is not a conspiracy theory. Things wouldn't be a conspiracy theory if our government was more real and more truthful with the American people.
A little more honest would be nice, yeah.
Honest, yeah, honest. We saw what happened to the Baltimore Bridge last week.
Yep.
But our media is so focused on slamming Donald Trump and going after Donald Trump and destroying his name and destroying his businesses.
And white people. Don't forget the racism side.
And right. White people. And actually, we might learn a little bit more today based on what Ava sent me. Ava's going to be joining us today. But a week before, did y'all see what happened in Turkey? There was a ship that ran into a bridge in Turkey the same way that it did here.
Yep.
Same way. I think there was one in Oklahoma too, wasn't
there? Yeah, there was another one.
It just didn't knock it down, but imagine if it would have knocked it down, it would have been the same thing. It's like, you know what? One time, well, actually, even one time was a conspiracy thing for us because it's like, for all the space that it could have drifted through, it just went toward the thing. Okay. But go with me. One time, okay. See it. Two times.
First of all, there hasn't been a bridge knocked down in the last 100 years. You got to add that. 100 years.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, so, okay. We'll give you that once in a lifetime pass. But now we're talking, that was another country. We'll give you another, I mean, now it's in the United States. That's two. Then the one in Oklahoma, that's three. What are y'all going to do? Wait until it hits the San Francisco Bay Bridge, and then all of a sudden you realize,
I was going to say, when I saw the bridge collision, I'm like, okay, I am the conspiracy theorist. I think something's up. I'm not going to do it this time. I'm just going to try to believe what they said. And then they came out within 10 minutes and said, there was nothing amiss. I'm like, okay, great. And then the government comes out and says, we don't need to really investigate it. We're going to pay for the whole thing.
And the FBI comes out there. There's no terrorism involved from the
FBI. No terrorism involved.
You guys, do you know what you've created? It was immediate conspiracy theory.
Right. And then over the weekend, it came out that there was 2 minutes missing from the black box.
Of course there was.
That was right. And I'm like, I so want to believe what the government's telling me. I went into this saying, I'm just going to believe it. And it's like, oh, my God, will you people just stop? If somebody could just come out and say, this is weird, we're going to look into it, we'll get back to you, I might maybe believe that. But nothing to see here, folks. And then just all the stupid stuff comes out.
Yeah,
at least with the Exxon Valdez, the pilot was drunk. You know, I mean, this right. guy, he's a what? He's Ukrainian.
Right,
right.
In Baltimore.
Right.
They tried to tell me the captain was Ukrainian or the guy who was in charge was Ukrainian. And they're in the war that they're losing right now.
It's Mitch McConnell's sister's ship. What?
Right. Yeah. Just everything about it just keeps getting stupider. And you're like, yeah. Oh, gosh.
When I saw that, when I saw the Turkey Bridge, though, I was like, man, that almost looks just like ours. It was a large ship that and Ava and the new federal state of China, they uncovered some stuff. They confirmed some stuff, and she's.
I can't wait.
What's Erdogan's stance on Ukraine, Russia?
He's on. Well, he's basically telling Ukraine to give up. He's been telling Ukraine to give up for a while. You know.
Think about it. they got problems in Turkey too. They got political problems there.
Oh yeah.
Really? I mean, they're good for us, but.
We need the music.
Oh, SSC burada. SSC burada. Oh,
That looks like Godzilla going down, don't it?
Right.
Yeah. Don't that look like the one that was in Baltimore?
Yep.
When I saw that, I was like, really? And that was a week or so before the Baltimore one. You know, but
that tugboat was trying to get there.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, it's not a conspiracy, you know. Yeah.
They just held elections in Turkey. And like all of the mayoral elections, all the mayors, they kicked out all the freaking Muslim extremists, man. And they put in secular people. It's a pretty big deal. And there's people there's nationwide celebrations over it. There's people, Erdogan's a tricky guy.
Yeah,
I used to call him the imam in a suit. Because
he's a gangster too.
He is. He came on secular, but now in his third term or something like that, he's full imam and wants the caliphate to be headquartered in Istanbul.
Yeah. Yeah. He came over to the United States and had people beat up while he was in the United States. He was probably one of the first, probably one of the only presidents of a country to allow to do that on American soil. Okay. Somebody sent this to me and it can't be it can't be far from the truth. Welcome to clown world. Talking about the United States. Illegals are treated better than citizens. Criminals have more rights than non-criminals. Squatters have more rights than homeowners. Men are women and women are men. Fact checkers spread propaganda and lies. Racism is tolerance. Politicians make millions while you can't afford groceries. Clown world.
It is.
It's funny you say that because in the last three or four days, a bunch of mayors and some governors came out. In Minnesota, they're going to go after a couple car manufacturers for not making their cars too difficult to steal. I think it was St. Louis, they're going after small businesses for allowing crime on their property. I'm like, you get all these squatters everywhere that are taking over properties.
This isn't new. They've been doing this for a while, right?
It just hasn't been sanctioned by the government before.
Right.
You know what they need to do?
Are you sure? I mean, state governments have allowed people to squat. In Texas, I remember somebody went into, there was this one guy that moved into an affluent neighborhood. And the people in the neighborhood kept calling the police on the guy. The guy had went down and somehow paid for something for $35 and moved into the house. And it would have been his if it wouldn't have gone to court in about maybe 4 or 5 years. He could have got a nice house, but the people in the neighborhood complain and crazy stuff like that. I've even seen some people drive up and pull a gun on some squatters out in the wilderness, actually a squatter pulled a gun out on the people that were trying to kick him out. Yeah. But,
It all depends on where it is, because all the police are is the government's bodyguards.
Right.
So if you have a leftist government, you got a leftist police force.
It's remember hearing it?
Well, and they got rid of all the righties with the vax,
You remember hearing that old, because I didn't know this until a few years ago, if a police comes up on your house, no, say that you're in a domestic abuse type of deal, or say that you're having a fight with your next door neighbor and the police drive up. They don't have to stop the fight.
Right.
They could just stand there and just wait till it all happens. And then when somebody says, I'm pressing charges, then they step in, you know, but they really don't have to stop the fight.
Well, and at some point we're going to have to talk about police that are executing these orders. They know are terrible. You know,
that's what the police do. They draw a line around your dead body with a piece of chalk.
Yeah. They're artists. They're definitely artists. Coming to the stage. A young lady that we hold dear to our heart. She is with the new federal state of China. She is big time in breaking news, and this weekend the new federal state of China was busy. They had a whole lot of stuff that they broke and confirmed. And let's bring her on to the stage, Miss Ava Chen. How you doing, Ava?
Ava.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Hi, Wayne Hutch and Jason.
Hello.
Y'all been busy, Miss Lady. Y'all been busy this weekend. Last week you had a premonition. You kind of figured, but you didn't confirm about certain things around the Baltimore thing.
Yeah.
Right. I'll call it a thing. You can clear that up with some confirmation. What has the new federal state of China found out about on the Key Bridge from last week?
Yes. So this is confirmed, although I have the inks and I was here last Thursday. So I wanted to play a video. This is actually a live streaming that the new federal state of China did at the headquarters of our movement, which is located in New York. And this is actually on Saturday evening time. So I want to maybe play that video first, and then I can add a little more clarity to that. So if we can. Yeah, thank you.
I would like to add that 70% to 80% of the normal traffic at this port is military material, much of it destined for Ukraine. Today we are going to bring you a piece of exclusive intelligence that we have received from our supporters within the CCP. The information is very precise. This attack is being carried out by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, using remote towing technology. It is a terrorist attack. The CCP has launched a terrorist operation against the United States on American soil. The impact is huge on the traffic and transportation of the entire United States. The local governor says it has an impact on the whole world, which is not an exaggeration at all. Also, the bad news is that if the CCP can tow a freighter to collapse Baltimore's bridge, they can do the same with any car, ship, elevator, any vehicle you can think of. As long as it has a connection to signal and data, a chip, an antenna, a radio, etc. Because Miles Guo once told me in the past that once Liu Yanping, the former vice minister of public security of the CCP, threatened him and said that they can crash any plane they want at any time. Don't think that if you don't bring your phone, you'll be okay. The CCP can crash anything as long as your device has something to receive the signal, like the radios in cars or planes. So again, I want to emphasize that the two pieces of exclusive intelligence are that it's the CCP that launched the terrorist attack on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge using the remote towing technology on the freighter. The second information is that there are people in the US government who knew about it but didn't report it, although we can't confirm whether they knew about it before or after the attack. But so far, we have not seen any official statement confirming this information.
All right, so, there you go.
Yeah, I find it's very worrisome because, you know, there's a lot of talks about this Key Bridge. And we have confirmed from those unsung heroes that still living within the Chinese, within China and still working inside the CCP has provided very precise, you heard, the intel. There's no room for mistake. This has been double-checked, triple-checked, very precise before we actually released to public in to the world on social media. So, and it's confirmed that the CCP brought down the bridge using the cargo ship via its towing, remote towing technology, which I was basically talking about last Thursday. And last Thursday, I outlined the timeline But now you absolutely confirmed that CCP has this capacity, has this technology, and they've done this in the past. Now they've done it again on American soil. This is a terrorist attack, no different than the 911. Okay. And this reaction of the government, this government, still, as you confirmed, the very second important piece of information that we obtained is the American government and certain departments were aware of this. They were aware of that the CCP did it deliberately. Although we cannot confirm, we don't know exactly whether they knew before and just let it happen or they actually knew afterwards. We cannot confirm that the piece. But the thing is, nobody, there's no official statement from the United States government. This is really, really disheartening and worrisome because we are in a war. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't think that we are in a war. We are in a war. Just looking at this couple weeks and even take you just a few months back then, the hacking, the cyber attack started. You know, the aiming at your critical infrastructure. And just a few days ago, there's another report for the AT&T. They say, oh, there's 7.6 million records of users, customer records leaked. That's nothing. This leak actually was suspected down in 2019. And then just 2 weeks ago, they find a slew of data of customers appeared on dark web. But if you look into what happened in 2019, their hackers claimed that they've obtained 73 million records. Okay, so now the media basically toning it down, say it's only 7.6 million records were stolen. Oh, the rest of them, the 65 million are old, past customers. No, at that time in 2021, AT&T denied. They denied their system was even being compromised, just like the American government right now. They're silenced. The AT&T at that time say, no, our system is intact. There's no hacking happened. But now there's proof. They're showing that their system was compromised back in 2019. Okay. So this is again, back in 2015, your federal government, personnel records, 21 million of them, including sensitive personal individual information, including those who has highly classified information that identify their address, their financials, their payrolls, everything, their same social insurance card. This is 2015, 2017, Equifax. Almost half of Americans, like 150 million people's financial data and personal sensitive confidential data gone. These are the war that we're talking about, the BGYSB. These are the surveillance and hacking and totality of it. Like, so this is why when CCP, those communists, wants to strike and make a brought down America, this has been, you have to believe it, this has been planned and mulled over, premeditated for almost a century.
Right.
Okay, so... And yeah, we were really busy on the weekend because we're trying to digest a lot of the intels that we just received on Saturday from the live streaming. Go ahead.
Well, Jason brought up earlier, and I'd also noticed that the U.S. government basically said, we'll pay for the whole thing to get fixed. You know, that I guess that really ties in to them sort of saying, guess what? We knew this was, I mean, again, I can't confirm either, but for the U.S. government to just come right in and say, we'll go ahead and pay for the whole thing, or we're going to pay for 95% or whatever, that has to be questioned. That has to be suspect because without a court case, without it going through the motions, whether the captain was at fault, the builder of the ship was at fault or whatnot, the government's just going to say, we got it. Don't worry about it.
This is exactly where I think Americans is under danger. Okay. So you heard that we call them David Long Island, which he is the secretary of the Himalaya Alliances, which is the movement headquarters in New York. And he was talking about on the video, this is just the beginning. Okay. So anything, if they can... brought down a cargo ship, a freight. You heard him saying, and Miles Gore told us, even in 2017, 2018, 2019, along the way, Like CCP never stopped targeting him. Okay. So they can brought down the elevator. They can brought down your car. They can brought down a ship and airplane. They can do a lot of damages. It even can start letting the fire extinguish working highway. Okay. So all of this they can do just through their remote towing technology. And this is just started. Miles Gould once shared with David that he was invited by the CCP's military to visit one of the CCP's military base called Western Mountain in Beijing, outskirts of Beijing. And he was asked, Miles Gould, this was decades ago, Miles Gould was asked to watch a video. Okay. And I want, there's a recreation of that video. If you want to play for American audience, and then maybe I come back to explain what the video is about, but it's very short video.
I remember that movie.
So, yeah, although this is definitely not what Miles watched at that time, it was decades ago, but Miles was watched something similar, like a Tyson was, you know, in a physical spar with two Chinese men. And, you know, we know Tyson, right? He's the king of the boxing. So he won effortlessly. But when he was enjoying, he was happy enjoying his victory, there is five or six bees, you know, flew towards him and kind of thronging him, swarming him. And then he tried to hit off the bees. And then immediately there are hundreds of bees, okay, came along. And then at the end of the short video that he was completely knocked out. So this is what I wanted trying to say is the CCP has studying your system from day one, okay? The very first day, they have been calculating, thinking, and studying you. They know exactly what's your strengths and what's your vulnerability, okay? So they understand that you are so powerful militarily. Kinetic war is not going to, that's not going to win. CCP is not going to have the capacity, okay? Mm-hmm. So they start very first day one. They started what's called unrestricted warfare and adopting asymmetric tactics, battlefield tactics that could overpowering and subjugate the United States. Okay. So this is my understanding from the knowledge I have absorbed from the 7 years whistleblowing of Miles Gould. The five and six Bs refer to something. And let me explain this to you. And I might not be completely accurate, but I think my guess probably better than average, much better than average American. So the five, six Bs are actually the excess of evil. If you're looking at the intel that the new federal state of China has shared back in September last year, we talk about CCP, Putin's Russia, and North Korea, Kim Jong-un's North Korea, and also Pakistan, possibly Pakistan. If you look at the terrorist attack that happened in Pakistan, right? A few days ago, the five Chinese died, okay? In one of their One Belt and One Road projects. It's a hydropower dam. And the other Bs, this is very important for you to understand. The other Bs are no other but Americans. These are the CCP infiltrated silent American power within your system. Okay. So Mike Tyson, although America are fighting the other excess of evil plus CCP controlled silent forces within America. Okay. So these are the five and six Bs. But then what are the hundred some Bs, this is refers to 150 countries plus countries throughout the One Belt and One Road initiative. Remember, starting in 2012-13, Xi Jinping started investing heavily all those countries across the board, right? Africa, South America, Southeast Asia, Europe, across the board. So Xi Jinping co-opted 150 plus nations by just corrupting the one or two top people in that nation. Okay, so give them bribes, sexual bribes, whatever, and surveil them, coerce them, threatening them. all those dark tricks. So these 150 people, once they taken over by Chinese Communist Party, they have been receiving nonstop propaganda and turning the people, giving the people in that nation fake information and pointing finger to colonialism, to imperialism of United States and UK, and indoctrinate people to hate you. So now you're creating a racial war. So those color-skinned people, whether they're in South East Africa or whether in South America or whether in India, CCP is sending them disinformation and say, hey, look at the way. Your enemy is the United States and the West and the UK. Okay, and I'm your savior. But in reality is those nations are in a debt trap laid by the CCP. However, on top of it, those hundreds of bees also referring to one more thing, which is asymmetric tactics. Okay, that refers to the CCP going to use unconventional weapons. We've talked a lot. The hacking and cyber attack is absolutely one of them. And it started, always started with a cyber attack. Okay, and then balloon, and then bioweapons. Miles Gore mentioned numerous times on his live streaming in terms of how the CCP is going to use the spy balloon. The PLA, the Chinese armies, has more than 200 variations, adaptations of this balloon technology. And they have a full plan to put chemical weapons and biochemical weapons on the balloon and fly them in millions. Okay, so just thinking about, imagine if there is 10,000 or 30,000 balloons coming over, and some of them, not all of them, have bioweapons and chemical weapons and also electronic jamming system. So how would you fight this war? And Miles Gore has warned America number of years ago, okay, these are the things could possibly come in. And we are just at the beginning of it. Right. And this is why we're so worried. Okay, we wanted to keep America, we wanted to make America great, but America has to survive first. Right. That all depends on whether American people awaken or not, because you do have the capacity to win this war, but only if you know who are your real enemy and how they're going to go fight. So that's why in the Art of the War, the Sun Tzu said, if you know yourself and you know your enemies, you will win 100 battle. 100 is just a number, but means you will win every battle, okay? So this is the best chance for you to understand their plan is through the NFSC's whistleblowing and the past truths that being reviewed by the CCP enemy number one, Miles Gore. You know, it's very sad. Miles Gore came here to the West. He trying to save people. He has from the day one been telling the truth about the COVID-19, been telling truth about the vaccine. But he is the one that has endured the most attack. And now he is still has been locked behind bar in MDC. So this is, I don't know, it's profound. It's a sad in a very profound level for me. You know, I don't know what language, what words can describe that, but we're still fighting for that. So I really hope American would understand this is just beginning. One of the piece of information they shared on Saturday is they're going to start with the cyber terrorist war on terror, looking at what happening in Russia, you know, the opera, the city hall where people, like 140 people confirmed dead and the other 500 was injured. And that was a terrorist attack that, according to our information, are confirmed involve four countries. Okay, four big powers behind it. That's Russia, CCP, America, and Europe. We don't know exactly. David Long Island did not say exactly what's going on, but all those terrorist attack, they did not happen hazardly. You have to think about why ISIS-K wanted to attack Russia. Okay, so this is all war. This is part of war, but because you are not informed, you don't know what's going on. And there will be more of it. The second phase of this is going to be a kinetic war. We are hoping it's not a full-blown kinetic war. We're hoping it's isolated, regionalized kinetic war. But the third step is nuclear war, and it's possible. If you're looking at America, troops, they have deployed nuclear weapons in Europe already last year. Okay, they don't do this for nothing. And if you look at our intel, CCP has deployed ICBM in Middle East. Okay, so they've long done this, and look at Russia. So this is why we want people to understand your enemy. Who is your enemy? Your enemy is communists. They've never changed. Okay, your enemy is Mao Zedong, the CCP communists, supported with the Communist International. I have the video and I can prove to you. They have been studying your vulnerability and they identified your racial divide is absolutely a great opportunity for the communists to take advantage of. So they have been using the past seven decades or whatever, for six decades to press that point, okay? So, but you have to see through their persona. They're nothing but evil and devil. And I want to play a video. This video is coming from a very old documentary that done by Edward Griffin. This is a part Edward Griffin talking about the communists. They actually wrote in the publication, they actually told you what they're going to do. Okay, they rely on violence and nonviolence, both tactics to bring down America. But this short video that I'm about to show you is he describe how they plan to violence. Okay, this is, you have to pay attention. And this publication was written in China by Robert Williams, who took refugee in China and worship Mao. And he is one of the Mao's loyal propagandists. So he wrote this article and published in 1967. I need you to listen to this video.
So far, they've only been able to involve a small percentage of our Negro people in this war of national liberation. The great majority want no part of it in any form. But the one sure way to change that is to have white vigilante groups striking into the Negro sections, supposedly to seek revenge. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary. Part of the plan calls for commando squads of black revolutionaries to drive into the white residential areas and shoot little children playing on the sidewalks for the sole purpose of drawing out of the white communities violent retaliation into the black communities. Now, this is extremely important to the communists. They must have it. For in this way, they plan to unite the entire Negro population for protection behind the militant minority. It's not a very pretty picture.
Wow.
So this is actually really long describing. There's a lot of other plans, how they plan to, where they place the bomb, how to infiltrate the National Guard to get free training. And we talk about all those things. This is their tactics back in 1969, okay, written by this Mao's propagandist, Robert Williams. And you can search online. You will find those. All the information is out there. But this is beyond anybody's imagination. I want every, you know, African-American listen and Americans to listen to their tactics. They will use whoever indiscriminately. They're not only plan their agitators in the black community to create a chaos, to the propaganda, hatred, say, oh, we are victims. You know, the white people are the perpetrators. You know, they kill our family. They enslave us. You know, we're never going to have opportunities. You know, otherwise we will be slave forever. They were telling people in their own black community, but only few people really paid attention to them. You heard them say only small amount of people wanted to participate in the so-called revolutionary bloodshed and violent violence, right? So what are they gonna do? So they will be to capture the final finale, they have to send what they call a white vigilante. Okay, these are also communists, brainwashed, useful idiots, arm themselves, go shooting in the black communities. And this is all arranged and orchestrated by those so-called communists, so-called black people movement, okay? So you have to see through it, because nothing wrong with, we wanted to embrace in freedom. We wanted, you know, live a life, God giving us this, you know, a life, liberty, and pursue of happiness. But what communists want is death, enslavement, and hatred. You will never, if you adopt the communist worldview, you will never ever be able to pursue happiness, because you are entrenched with your heart with hatred, and you will never find peace as a result of it. And that's exactly what the communists count on, to break down to bring down America. They claim they can bring down America in 90 days. And this is why I wanted people to wake up. Nobody then can tell you how evil the communism and the communists are, other than the Chinese people. That's why I want to bring what Miles Guo told, excuse me, what Miles Guo told his friends coming from West when they ask, oh, Miles, what is socialism? What is communism? Could you tell us? And this is Miles Guo's answer. If we can play that video.
Every time the Westerners asked me about socialism, I told them that the so-called socialism in China is that seven people, one out of 200 million, decide the lives of 1.4 billion people. Whenever I talk about this, I just want to curse. They are the criminals of the underworld. They are the devils. In the West, human rights, the rule of law, freedom, and democracy are all standardized and regulated by the majority of the people, and that's the right way. The two evilest monsters killed the most people in the world is Stalin and Mao Zedong of the CCP, both under communism. On average, every communist country kills 13% to 15% of its own people. Chinese Communist Party has killed 25% to 27% of Chinese people. A country's political party killed 25% of its people in order to maintain its power. Do you think that's still a legitimate government and the right way? Every word the CCP says is criminal. The most horrible thing about the CCP is that everything they do is for the benefit of the few CCP kleptocrats in Zhongnanhai. They murder people by will. That is what happened to Xinjiang, Tibet, and Chinese entrepreneurs, and even their own members. All the same way, the CCP's way is that the vast majority of people, 99.999% of people, serve the benefit of a very small number of people.
Wow. And you know what, honestly, let me play that other one back again for our audience that are just joining when you were talking about how communism takes over or tries to create racial division. And we've seen that here in America.
So far, they've only been able to involve a small percentage of our Negro people in this war of national liberation. The great majority want no part of it in any form. But the one sure way to change that is to have white vigilante groups striking into the Negro sections, supposedly to seek revenge. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary. Part of the plan calls for commando squads of black revolutionaries to drive into the white residential areas and shoot little children playing on the sidewalks for the sole purpose of drawing out of the white communities violent retaliation into the black communities. Now, this is extremely important to the communists. They must have it. For in this way, they plan to unite the entire Negro population for protection behind the militant minority. It's not a very pretty picture.
You are so awesome with the stuff that you find, because a whole lot of people have not even heard or seen anything close to this. And to because it's stuff that we've seen, the old videos and the old film and whatnot, you just think America is just one crazy racist country when somebody else is lighting a match. You know, somebody else is lighting a match. And now it's even worse, I think. Now, I'm not saying that what happened in the 60s and the 50s with the fire hoses and stuff. I'm not pushing that to the side and saying that was a walk in the park. But what you have now is you have social media. So now you have these agents of criminality, agents of terrorism and communism. You have these agents anonymously going behind the curtain and using these faces to create all types of dissension and hatred and stuff, which easily grows on social media. The truth is suppressed and hatred and racism is expanded or explodes. So, Hutch, did you want to have Hutch, J-Rob?
That's right. You're very right. That's why TikTok must be banned. Must be banned, because they can reach majority of people in this country, over 170 million. Okay, and this is controlled. The algorithm, the black box, is controlled by the CCP. If they have already attacked and brought down the bridge, which they're chanting death to America, Baltimore region, the fort, McHenry goes back to an independent revolution, back into 18th century, 1776, right? So this is part of the heritage. And the Francis Scott Key, he is the author of your national anthem. So yep. This message cannot be more clear. So that's why you have to ban. I'm praying for those folks who are working on Capitol Hill. I see them. I see the good people behind this thing are walking, this are working so hard. But this is the fight for our life, for our future. There's no second chance. This is it. So, and I wanted people to understand, I have a picture I want to leave people to think about. And maybe you wanted to go dig and to read it for yourself. This is a research done by a nonprofit research center called Sex Skeptic. And they studied 2019, 2020, and 2021, people's perception in the United States towards this question. They asked, how many unarmed black men were killed by police in this particular chart is 2021, which is after Black Lives Matter in 2022. So the accurate answer, okay, according to the real stats, 11 unarmed black men was fatally shot by police in 2021. However, if you're looking at the bar charts from left to right, is the people's view is very liberal to very conservative. Pay attention to the orange bar. The orange bar is saying is the highest percentage in all groups, whether you are left or right or liberal or conservative. But the orange bar is people think about 100 black men was killed by the police. So you can take a look how wrong was that perception. Why people's reality is already has nothing to do with the real with the real stats is because those propaganda, those social media, those information and those conversation that happen every day at work, at home, on TV. Okay, and who wants those conversations? The communists. That is why they spent so much money to control the social media, control the media, because they want to feeding you the wrong information. And on the same time, they're funding those grassroots membership organizations. They plan their spies in those organizations to deceive and to fool the people. On the other hand, they pushing and stretching and this one point, which is their racial divide, to achieve their goal, which is bring down America and enslave every single one of you. Okay, I'll so tell I you. Just spot that and stop fueling the fire that the communists lit up.
I think we need some solutions here. You know, I listened to you, and the only way that this happens in the United States, you heard that guy from the 60s laying it out about the racial problem. He was a pro-American guy. I want to know who the Americans are that knew about that attack. That's what we have. We have to root these people out that are getting paid for greed and destroying our country. I mean, because it's not just the CCP.
You made a good point. I want to say is American is right now you have a two choice. One, the government tell everybody we're under attack. What does that mean? That means war. Okay. That means you're going to go to war right away. Okay. Is America ready? I don't know. No. Okay, so the second is you don't tell what's happening. You don't let people know, okay? So these are the two big stroke of things they can do. So we really need to talk about solution. Miles Guolong said, decouple the CCP, making sure you have emergency legislation, stop the funding. The sooner you stop funding, the bad guy fighting each other. Okay, when the bad guy fighting each other, we have the best opportunity to bring down. And the CCP, the Chinese people will bring down the new federal state of China. And our patriot Chinese will bring them down. We'll get rid of them. Okay, so stop sending them money because the money still flow to the Chinese Communist China, and stop the business like big corporation media and social media continue to invest in China. Ask them to come back. Bring their close their manufacturers, come back. These are the two things that Miles Guo suggested that will help the will help America to defeat the CCP using unrestricted warfare. But I'm thinking at this point of time, maybe connective war maybe is not avoidable. I'm still hoping that can be diverted. But we're going to go through the first stage, which is a war on terror. So be prepared. There will be more attacks in coming days, but be very vigilant, protecting yourself. And that's it. That's the program that I want to share with Americans today.
Awesome. Hey, Eva, the new federal state of China does such a great job. And it's exciting to see all the platforms grow. I mean, you guys have your own shows. You've got your own podcast.
Yes.
We've got a lot of new viewers today that are kind of weighing in on the China thing. Can you kind of describe to them what the new federal state of China is and give them information for where to follow you, where you can get some of your best information, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So the new federal state of China actually established on 2020, June 4th. But however, the movement started by Miles Guo, a whistleblower came from China, and he fled to United States in 2015, and he prepared for 2 years, and he in January 2017, he started came out and whistleblowing about the CCP and their nefarious plan against the West, including, you know, the vaccine, the virus and vaccine later on. And that started the movement. And when he came out, he was alone. And a lot of people don't believe him. But very soon, within the 3 months of time, because people notice that he is telling the truth, particularly from people within China, they knew that he is talking about truth, no nonsense here. And the followers grew exponentially. Right now we have 600 million Chinese. Okay, the majority of them are living in China. They have no voice because of the CCP, the totalitarian CCP has basically canceled them out. So we, the Chinese living in different countries around the world, we have 20 chapters around the world. So this is a truly global. So America is not alone. Okay. I'm in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Spain, Europe, and Japan, everywhere. So we're telling the truth. We're voicing our voice to the world, telling the world how evil the CCP is and our capacity intels to bring them down. So you have a choice. You can choose us as ally to work together to destroy the evil communism, which is the number one enemy of America. So that's our movement. But I want to share one thing on the Saturday before I leave today. On the Saturday, on the live streaming, David told us MDC, the distance from MDC to Statue of Liberty, okay, is exactly 4,989.64 meters. So this number has 8,89.64. And you know what 8,964 means, right? That means 1989, June 4th, Tiananmen Square. That's the whole thing. Why Miles Guo actually is anti-CCP and why he wanted to take down CCP, because he was one of the donors that donated to the pro-democracy movement in Tiananmen Square, which a lot of Western know the Tank Man and the Tiananmen Massacre, right? He donated 3,700-ish Chinese to that movement. Because of that, the CCP arrested him, put him in jail for 22 months and killed his younger brother. Okay, so 1989, June 4th, started his whole journey of taking down the CCP. And then that's why a new federal state of China established on 2020, June 4th. We're going to finish the work that those tens of thousands of martyrs and young students did not finish. They started decades ago in Tiananmen Square in Beijing. So we're going to finish the work. That is why we're reading the divine, the God's message. It happened to be the distance between Statue of Liberty and MDC is 4,689.64 meters. So that is divine providence. Okay, we're doing the God's work. So this is it. So follow us on our Twitter and Getter at NFSC Speak, and get onto our website. It's nfscofficial.com. Thank you.
And your podcast on Saturday.
Yes, my podcast on Saturday on LFA TV. 2 hours. It really takes you deep into the CCP's evil plans. So on Rumble and on Getter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ava.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. Have a great day. Bye.
We're going to be talking about this information for the rest of the week, but I'll talk to you on the side I want to get some more into this a little bit later on, but thank you so much, Ava. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
So the criticism over the transgender day of visibility, the White House said that the president wouldn't abuse his faith for political purposes. Does the president think that's what Republicans are doing?
I mean, look, just a couple of things. And really so surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this. And I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right? Every year. And this year it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day. And so that is the simple fact. That is what has happened. That is where we are. And I do want to say a couple of things because I think it's important here. As you just stated in your questions, what we've been hearing out there, a lot of misinformation done on purpose. And as a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. Now, sadly, and it's not surprising, right? It is actually unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. It is dishonest what we have heard the past 24 hours. It is untrue what we heard over the weekend.
You know, this is sickening. Watching her stand next to Old Glory like that with the White House behind her. I mean, this is turning into a comedy. It's not even funny.
Yeah. You know, she can get up there and say all that crap all she wants to. But something else that he said, something else that I heard, and I'm going to replay the video real quick. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But I don't know what y'all will hear it when I get to it. But listen to this.
Everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
What the hell?
I did see that.
What? You know, I was going to say, heck? I talked about it earlier. There's 100 transgender days in a year. You know what I mean? Like, it comes up all the time. He's acting like he didn't do this intentionally on Easter, right, to say, you know.
Here's what they tried to do. What did they do for the last 2 or 3 months? They demonized Christian nationalists. Then they throw this out there, and they're begging somebody to go shoot somebody up.
Yep.
That's what it's all about. It's the same as the racial thing.
Just poking the bear.
That's all they're doing. And that's why I started out the show, pray for these people.
Yeah.
Because I'm not biting.
Speaking of the racial stuff, I had a buddy of mine who had the funniest line over the weekend. We were talking and he voted for Obama. And he said, yeah, you know, back 2004, 2005, 2006, you know, or 2004, 2005, 2006, like I really thought race stuff was getting better. And then I thought, you know what? Let's elect a black guy. Like, that'll really, like, that'll help seal the deal that America's beyond its racial divide. And then he looks at me and goes, boy, I was wrong about that one.
A little bit.
Well, actually, Obama was never really a black guy. He was a mixed guy. So
he's America's first half-white president.
Yeah, I mean, America has yet to really... How am I going to say this? Barack Obama doesn't have any DNA or any connection to American slavery.
He's not an African American either.
Fact. He doesn't. His mom was white. His dad was supposed to be from Africa. Supposed to be, but according to, I mean, if you want to go along that line, because many of us believe that his father was Frank Marshall Davis Jr. But you know what? I got to keep looking at this. Israel just killed top Iran general. I think that's kind of big.
Well, it's the battle is enlarging. because right now the top people, they've got Hamas on the ropes. And right now the top leadership that have been captured by the IDF in Israel, Hamas, mm-hmm. are saying that the organization is collapsing. So now you're And now you're starting to see bigger attacks from Hezbollah, which is your Iranian connection you're talking about. So it's actually widening a little bit. And I think that when you listen to what Ayla was saying, a lot of the hatred is geared toward the Jews in this country. If you're noticing pro-Hamas, pro-Gazan factions breaking into Easter celebrations in different churches and things like that, it's the same as the racial thing. It's getting people used to hating.
Well, and it's hard to keep up with Middle East stuff because there are so many different groups and organizations and religious sects. But the one thing they all have in common, they all want to take out Israel.
And they're all the same. Don't get too confused. They're all run by the Muslim Brotherhood in Qatar. That's the gel that holds them together.
Oh, yeah. It's just interesting where you'll say, oh, ISIS or Hezbollah or this group or that group or whatever. And like everybody thinks they're all not after the same goal. Even if they don't ideologically align or they're not directly on the same team, they all want the same thing, which is they want Israel not there.
And that's just a stepping stone. What they want, their goal is global domination by Islam. That's what their goal is. Every country to be Islamic.
Did y'all invest in Truth?
Oh yeah, it's down to $45 today, baby. Or something.
Down to what? It's down to what?
Like 45. They released their earnings today, and they didn't make any money, which I knew, you know what I mean? And
it's
going to end up at like $30 today.
They lost $58 million in 2023.
Yep.
Real quick, there was a Michigan lawmaker. Michigan GOP lawmaker that came out and urged Nagasaki Hiroshima ending.
Please impeach that man. Impeach that psychotic warmonger. I can't believe we still have people like that.
I can't either. I can't believe that he did that. I mean.
What an idiot. What a total fool.
That's what I thought too. Really, I did. I was like, he what?
I can't believe that either.
And then again, I was like, well, who was the one? Who was the one that recorded it and put it up on social media? Was that friend or foe? You know what I'm saying? No, because I'm like, how in the world could you say something like, and the crazy thing, Hutch, is I went to go look for the guy's party and I could not find it.
He's a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, I found it out later, but even on Wikipedia, you really don't see Republican up there. You don't see GOP. So I was like, I was getting ready to do the story about a Democrat. And then all of a sudden,
the house is full of those guys.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, you know, there's another
Nagasaki element. Hiroshima for Ukraine and Israel.
It's unbelievable. Wars. It's unbelievable.
Here it is.
Wolfing like that, even saying it.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't gonna play it.
There's another element that we got to keep in mind too. It's not just as easy as decoupling from the CCP. I know that sounds good. But you got to understand that there's thousands of People's Liberation Army, Special Forces soldiers in this country already, thanks to Biden's border.
Oh, my God.
They're already here, and they're going to use them if anything happens. So if you're sitting and you still don't have a rifle, well, you better know somebody who does.
Yeah. Senate Democrats are pushing for citizenship pathways. Ugh. They're trying to get that done before the election. Something else that happened late last weekend. A Chinese illegal immigrant was apprehended at a California Marine base. He just walked on the base. I wonder if that was a mistake. Did y'all see how Biden is trying to ram the gas against gas cars?
The vehicle. He's trying to get that
through. Yeah, but a Texas judge came out and stopped it. That also happened last week too.
I think it's going to be wild in Washington too, man. I think they can just do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't work that way.
It's going to be wild because the Republicans have already lost control of the House. Yeah. And I mean, they own Johnson now. I mean, we've got a one seat majority, but with all the guys leaving,
President Trump called them cowards.
They are.
Right. But between now and the end of the legislative session, there are going to be like four or five different pieces of legislation that are going to be worse than anything the Democrats and Biden passed the first 2 years of his presidency, in my opinion.
I think you're probably right. And a lot of it's going to be regulatory in nature.
Yep.
It's going to be anti-election integrity. Who knows? I mean, but you know, really, and I hate to say this, but we did this to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we sat here asleep for all these years and we let these criminals tell us they were conservatives. And you know, it's all been a ruse.
Yep.
Not only tell us that they were conservatives, tell us that they were doing it for our children and our children's children. They said that always on the floor. I mean, we're doing this for on the future of America's kids and children. Guess what? Yeah, you are. You really
I gotta say, I'm most shocked and disappointed actually in normal Democrat voters because they had the stupidest ideas ever, but they like didn't trust the government, they didn't want war, they were anti-corporation. They were right on some of those points. Their prescription for fixing it was wrong, but now they're the party of big business, of the government,
of trannies.
Trannies, yeah, all the stuff they hated. I mean, go back 20, 30 years, and it's like, if you would have told that pot-smoking hippie that you're going to be shilling for the government in 30 years, they'd be like, oh, man, you're kidding me, you know?
You got to quit pretending, man. I mean, you see that old guy, you see that old guy at the bar with the Biden Stein in his yard. Hey, how was your tranny day yesterday, right, buddy? Hope you enjoyed it.
You used to support unions. Now you support unions.
Gives a whole new outlook to Easter eggs.
Well, I guess they always supported plumbing. And so now, you know, they're changing a lot of plumbing on.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are rolling the day after Easter, boy. Y'all really rocking it.
It gets to a point where you just shake your head.
Yeah, I know.
Listening to KJP up there. As they're lying and dividing Americans, she's complaining about us lying and dividing Americans.
Yeah.
And it's that's like not even every day. Yeah.
They're defending men surgically removing their genitalia and making an open scar on themselves that another man can put something in. Oh, and they're acting like it's normal. I can't even.
The White House had a special guest that showed up today. The White House had a special guest that showed up today in front of the press corps. Hold on to your hats, my friends. This is being showed around the world to all the government.
Are you the Vice President? Are you a senior White House official? Are you John Kirby?
He didn't even let religious eggs at the Easter egg hunt, for God's sakes.
And that was for children of National Guard members.
Right.
Oh, they left all those Mexicans go, though, that raided the border, I heard.
God, we are a salty bunch today.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, well, yeah.
Could they just not mess with Easter? Like, for God's sake, 365 days a year, we got to put up with this crap.
I think they went too far.
Right?
I think there's a bunch of Democrats mad.
Well, there is. Well, and I don't really know whether he's a Democrat or not, but actor, Hollywood actor and singer Tyrese came out and demanded that Biden apologize. He said he told Biden that Jesus is not political. He went out there and did the transgender visibility thing, and he said, "You need to apologize, Mr. President."
Yeah, I don't think he gets it that the homosexual community is just the liberal white college educated propagandized people. You know, minorities don't go down that much for this stuff.
Yeah,
that's rich, stupid white people do.
Did you notice too the White House Hispanic social media feeds didn't?
Oh, there is one.
They didn't play the transgender stuff. Whoa. So when he was there's like a Twitter feed that's the Hispanic outreach one, and everything's done in Spanish and dubbed. They didn't share the Biden's tranny video on there. Turns out Hispanics don't like tranny stuff.
Yeah, Tyrese was not happy with Biden doing that transgender thing and demanded an apology. As we're getting ready to go, we'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this first week of April. As you saw, if you didn't see, we have a new intro for the show. Hope y'all like that.
Wait,
hold on. Also, real quick, you know how Hutch has Cold War Radio. He's going to be telling you about that real quick. Jason has American Tribune. He's going to be telling you about that real quick. I have my website, and we're trying to get people to come back to that. But I have a little side thing that I've been working on.
I saw lately. That.
So I'm going to be pushing that out in the next couple of weeks. But here's a little preview. Basically, what I have decided to do is on the side. I am bringing on individuals that really don't get a whole lot of their timelines are suppressed. You know, they really don't get a push. And I used to do this a long time ago. We used to, because I got tired of seeing people that was on TV be the only ones that was interviewed. So I used to go out and get regular people of every day. And that, you know, I'm giving them about 15, 20 minutes worth, let them push their product, push their business or whatnot. And that's my little side deal. And I figured, I was like, oh, yeah, but it's almost like, it's almost like the boy band type of thing. It's like, we still got New Edition up here. We still got the Beach Boys up here. But each one of us has our little side thing, and
we do other things.
Yeah, yeah, and but you know, the thing with me is more voices, and I think that's something that Hutch remembers is we got shut out at the beginning. We got shut out from a whole lot of people, a whole lot of networks, a whole lot of stuff. We could not get on or get in to many of these groups to push our voice. So we created our own, which is We Are America Radio. And we had like 23, 24 shows of voices that you had never really heard. Kathy Barnett was one of them. You know, she's, I don't know if she started out with us, but she came on and, you know, that kind of helped out there. So in the next couple of weeks, I'll be, it's a lot, Barry. So, I mean, I've been doing it for the last couple months, actually. And just going to put them out and y'all can check out these people and follow them if you want to and different things like that. But yeah, I've been busy. I'm tired.
I can't wait to see those. Those look awesome.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm so tired. Let me, Jay, give me some last thoughts, and then the Godfather, give me some last thoughts, and we are getting ready to roll out of here.
I just got two thoughts. One, folks, what the administration did on Easter was intentional, and don't let them fool you that it wasn't. They knew what would happen. Yes, they're right. The 31st has been the visibility day for years.
Yeah,
they did this to poke a finger in the eye of Christians. Don't be fooled.
They could have changed it. They could have changed it.
They could. Well, they could have just not publicized it as much, you know. So don't be fooled. Sure. The second thing, and you know, for our viewers, you know, drop me a note, drop us a note. I had an interesting experience, had a fantasy baseball draft with some buddies, and they're Democrats. And I just asked them what they thought about the upcoming election and Trump. And the couple of them are kind of loony Democrats, and a couple were just like normal Democrats. It's interesting when you ask and listen, these people really think Trump's Hitler. Like, we see people online who like rant about that. And some of that's like, oh, you're a crazy Twitter troll or whatever. But I'm talking to like normal dude I've known for 30 years. And he's like, no, Trump, if he gets elected, he's going to make himself king. And I'm like, are you? And I didn't argue with him. I just
didn't believe it.
But it's insane. So I'm just curious if our audience has that same experience where when you ask normal people, you get these absurd responses. It was crazy.
Congratulations to Minnesota Twins. You have a 2-1 record. So congratulations.
Soon to be World Series champions.
Well, I don't know, because Pittsburgh might have something to say about that. They're undefeated at 4-0.
So. First time since 1903.
There you
Giddy
go.
Giddy up.
I was looking at that. I was like, they're 4-0. Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Hutch.
Yeah, I've seen people like that, Jason. They're usually not serious people, though. They're usually people that are 50 years old and they're still riding mountain bikes around.
No, these were like normal dudes. Like,
well, I'm saying my experience with right? them. I've seen people that come out with this Hitler stuff, but then you look at them and it's like,
right,
really, man? That, where do you get your information? Anyway, but they are out there, to be sure. Right. I started out in radio. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have a radio show at 8 p.m. To 10 p.m., and you can find it on Rumble. You can find it on any podcast platform, thanks to Wayne's hookup. We got that all straightened out. And in a month or two, we'll be back on radio, WRMI Radio Miami International again. We were on there.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
During March. Cool. That was nice. Got some pretty nice reception reports. But it looks good on your new project, Wayne.
Thank you. And believe me, I'm going to get y'all on there too, because I want to get y'all a little one-on-one so that people can listen to about what Cold War Radio is all about and American Tribune is all about too. So, you know, get that out there. All right. With that said, we are getting ready to roll out of here. I want everybody to have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. And
he is risen.
Can't have a new intro without
new accent.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that.